health worries. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As Americans prepare to gather for the Thanksgiving holiday, there are new health concerns, as hospitals say they are being overwhelmed with patients suffering from respiratory syncytial virus.
Doctors say patients with nowhere else to go are being held in ERs for days, weeks, even months, putting patient lives at risk because there are so many cases right now. Dr. James Rheingold, the head of St. Christopher's Hospital for Children's ER Department, says he is overwhelmed right now, and he, along with others, are urging President Biden to declare a medical emergency.
I would love to see some emergency funding freed up for us, help us to afford travel nursing, travel respiratory therapists. I feel like that's part of the shortage that people don't hear about as much.
Some people are calling it a triple-demic, with RSV out there, the flu season coming, and coronavirus looming. Hospitals are being pushed to the brink.
Fox's Jeff Flock in likely his last White House press briefing. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, making one last plea.
Please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible to protect yourself, your family, and your community.
Dr. Fauci is resigning soon as head of the Allergy and Infectious Disease Institute, but says he'll continue to testify before Congress if asked to. The moratorium on federal student loan payments has been extended again.
The Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later in June 30, 2023.
The Biden administration is appealing to the Supreme Court lower court orders blocking the student loan debt forgiveness program. The justices have told the IRS to release 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee, ending Mr. Trump's three-year-long legal fight to block their release. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy used the U.S. southern border as the backdrop in a call for the resignation of a cabinet member.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has blamed Biden administration policy for increased migration across the border. He pointed a finger at Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and suggested a course of action.
I am calling on the secretary to resign.
Leader McCarthy says the secretary is responsible for what McCarthy calls the greatest wave of illegal immigration in recorded history, but adds others share in that. He promises a Republican House will call it out.
We will use the power of the purse and the power of the subpoena.
The White House says the Republicans, while casting blame, don't have a plan to fix immigration. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Another close congressional race has been decided. The AP projecting that Republican Kevin Kiley will defeat Democrat Kermit Jones to represent California's 3rd congressional district. Three other races are still undecided. The suspect in the mass shooting at a bar in Colorado Springs Saturday night has been released from the hospital and jailed, awaiting the formal filing of murder and hate crimes charges. The shooter was injured by two bar patrons who intervened to stop the shooting. More questions and few answers in the investigation of the murder of 4 University of Idaho students.
For the first time, we're getting a look inside the house where 4 University of Idaho students were slaughtered more than a week ago. 3 of the victims who rented the house made a TikTok video imitating each other just days before their murders. The crime scene is still taped off. Investigators from the FBI and Idaho State Police did briefly expand the crime scene Monday. But there is still no suspect, no murder weapon, and no answer to the question, if this was a targeted attack, who was the killer's target and why?
Fox's Dan Springer. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.